Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with TrekFest Director Kevin Miller and Marketing Director for TrekFest Lisa Scriver about this year's festival. So, Kevin, you are the director of TrekFest this year. Is this your first year as director?
Yes, this is my first year being involved with the event. I enjoy community service. I've been in town for about 5 years now, so I've attended TrekFest, but never been on the management side. So I have some experience with stuff like this from my days in the Iowa City Corville JCs, and figured it was time to start doing stuff down in Riverside now that I've lived down there.
Was there any sort of goals or something that you were trying to achieve with this year's TrekFest?
Well, the big goal for me was to try to just really expand on it. Attendance has been down the last few years, and it was something that I felt that if we kind of got the community back involved again, make it more of a party and just try to have fun and get everybody involved, that we'd inject some life into it again. And, you know, they've always done a great job with some of the Trek stuff, and we're continuing that. We're doing everything we did last year, Trek theme, but we're adding really an aggressive line of concerts. We also have the Pancake Breakfast is new this year, our Taco Lunch with another volunteer group. You know, we're just trying to add different aspects from the community into it again to really try to reestablish it as a community event that also has a lot of fun things to do for the Trekkies that do come and join us. And we want to continue to do that. We really want those people there. They're a lot of fun. It's the theme of the event. But we're also trying to make it so the people in town have something they can enjoy. And if you're not a big Star Trek fan, have stuff there for you, too. That's kind of our goal this year, is to have something for everyone.
What else is new or reestablished or different for the fest this weekend?
Well, the other thing, this is the second year of the Trek for the Schools, which is the 5K and the one-mile fun run that happens at about, the one-mile fun run will take place about 7:40 in the morning on Saturday, followed by the 5K around 8. This is the second year for it. Last year we had about 50 participants. We're hoping to get up to around 75 to 100 this year. The weather looks good, so we're hoping to hit the higher number. All the proceeds go directly to the Highland Elementary Support Organization, the Highland ESO. So we're really excited about that. And that'll be going on in the park at the same time as the T-ball games, and the Tanya English Band will be playing during the Pancake Breakfast. So we've got a lot of stuff going. It starts in the morning, and it just pretty much nonstop all day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that's been reestablished, the fire department is doing a water fight for the kids this year, and that is 11:30 right behind the fire station, so about a block away from the park. You know, that's a blast. If kids have never participated in that before, my son got to do one out in West Branch and just loves it. He still talks about it. You know, he's up there with a fighter holding onto the hose and blowing away the little ball they have, and he just think it's great. Plus, it's a great way to cool off on that hot day. The kids get soaked and cools them off.
So about the live music, I believe you have 5 acts booked throughout Saturday. I wonder what you are going for with that.
We've got, it starts kind of slow and goes all the way to super rock. So we kind of have, we do again have something for everyone. I think that was kind of the main idea of getting a range of genres, but stuff that's going to appeal to pretty much any age group, whether you're like me and like to sit inside and watch the movies or do the athletic stuff and play ball and run. So it'll be good for everybody.
We're just trying to find some bands that also have a lot of fun. So that was the big thing. Obviously, Cheese Pizza, if people haven't seen or heard them, they put on quite the show. They're fun. That's what they are. The Strays put on a great show. They are a rock band. Both the Strays and Cheese Pizza have been just the headliners for Uptown Friday nights for the JCs and Cedar Rapids, so it seemed natural to have them be our Saturday evening bands. And then the Tanya English Trio is a great morning band. They play in a lot of the local farmers markets, real easy listening, just good quality music that's fun. And Central Standard Time is a folks band. It's good for the lunch crowd. And then 2-Bit Maniac, just another band that
they do rock covers and kind of have a bluesy, jazzy sound to it, so it'll be a lot of fun. And we have a MC who's going to be out all day telling jokes, announcing our sponsors, and just kind of keeping things moving, too, and introducing the band, so it'll all be kind of cohesive that way.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Trek Fest Director Kevin Miller and Marketing Director Lisa Scriver. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.